It's 6:52.
It's all about Washington State Reds in our Wine of the Week tonight. Syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now live.
And last week, Scott, you talked about white wines from Washington State. Now it is about the Reds. You say Washington has plenty of prime wine grape growing areas. So what's your top pick?
Well, you know, it seems to me that a lot of the red wines I've been trying recently from Washington State have been blends. So let's start with a very interesting blend. I really like the 2010 Bear Winery, and this is their star bottling. And it relies heavily on Merlot, about 87%. But then it's got a Cabernet Franc and a little Cabernet Sauvignon added in. It provides great structure, but it's got plenty of silky, smooth, dark fruit and chocolatey flavors up front, which I really, really like in this wine. Then these prominent black cherry and red currants on the mid-palate, little hint of mocha sneaking on, lovely medium-bodied finish. $29. It's really a pretty wine for $29.
It sounds delicious. Now, there's a bottle that's made from a blend of four of the five traditional varietals. Tell us more about that one.
Yeah, again, another blend, the 2010 Seven Hills Winery. This is the Ciel du Cheval Vineyard red wine. It's from the Red Mountain region, and it's a classic study in Bordeaux-style wines. It's beautiful. It's made from Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc, offers up attractive scents of blackberry, cranberries, and this certain little earthiness underneath. Refined flavors, a little bit of black plums in there, black cherries, cocoa. They just sit on the middle of the palate, and then you get tobacco and cedar. There's a lot going on in this wine, I tell you. And then it has a stylish, elegant finish. Now, there's noticeably dry tannins in this wine, which I really like. It kind of leads me to believe that it's going to be ageable, for lack of a better word, for 8 to 10 years. Beautiful wine, $45.
Veronica would like this one. I detected the scent of cinnamon in some hand cream or something you were using earlier.
The tea, actually.
No, the tea. That's what it was. Well, yeah. You can also slip some wine in there, I guess.
You can. Veronica, this isn't tea, but I you know, it's the next best thing. This is the 2008 Pomon Shaya red wine. Now, this is from Yakima Valley. What really got me on this wine were the aromas of cinnamon, crushed berries, and black cherry. And then in the mouth, flavors of black plum, cherries, hint of spice, and then firm tannins contribute to a remarkable structure, well-balanced finished, $35, beats a teabag.
By a long
shot.
Yeah. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what to drink with your next meal? Check out Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.